"It's back to the bargaining table," said union president Thomas Hess, after 98% of the workers he represents from Cargill's High River meat processing plant rejected the contract offer Wednesday night, November 24, with the December 6 strike deadline just days away. Cargill workers have told their employer through another overwhelming vote that they matter and they deserve something more, UFCW Local 401's Hess said. 97% of voting members endorsed strike action on the heels of a deadly COVID-19 outbreak last year, and notice of strike action was served November 10. You look at one of these and it's what's the company offering, what do the employees want, and what's the gap between the two, Hess said, noting this case is particularly unique. This is one where employees have felt trauma, fear, anxiety, they went to work scared, some of their friends died, and they're looking for a sign that trust can be restored, he said. It's difficult, however, to put a figure on that in this instance, he said. The workers the union represents seek agency and a seat at the procedural table, Hess said, and appropriate compensation. That's a hard thing to quantify, he said. Employees need to feel they'll be safe in the future, that it's okay to work there and that they're going to be compensated for their suffering, and obviously the company didn't hit those targets, he said. Cargill spokesman Daniel Sullivan said the company remains optimistic an agreement can be made before the December 6 deadline. Our team in High River is one of the best workforces across Canada, and our proposal reflects their tremendous skill and dedication, Sullivan wrote in an email. Unfortunately, we have yet to reach an agreement. We are willing to keep meeting to avoid any labor disruption, which is in no one's best interest during an already challenging time. Hess said the union has been in touch with Cargill and he's hopeful bargaining meetings will take place this week, and while he remains cautiously optimistic, the bargaining environment is unique, citing an unstable political and economical environment combined with a global pandemic. The edge they, workers, have, the anger, the anxiety, the pushiness has been authored by Cargill, and frankly, the government of Alberta.